I thought it was a pretty decent season. I mean, it's obviously disappointing we're not making the playoffs, and we're packing up today and not preparing for the first round. But like individually, I felt it was a good year. Like it was a good step forward for me. I proved that I can play offensively as well in this league and play as a leader. So, I just want to keep building on that.
Get that role as the offensive defenseman for the team.
It was pretty big honor. I mean, I feel like our coaches, they preach that, like they want us up in the rush, play two-way game, like you want to defend first, but you need to add something else as well. So I think that was important for us, and they just encouraged like skating and moving the puck, and that's the way the game's going now. It's not just stay-at-home defensemen anymore. You got to be able to like move around the ice. So it was a pretty big honor, I guess.
How much tougher does this time of year get when you get older in your career and you can kind of see the light coming at the end tunnel?
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's every year it's like it doesn't get easy. You go home, you reflect a bit, and watching the playoffs, like seeing like even the NHL playoffs, it's like you should be there. So, you get the itch going again. But it's gonna be fun getting back in workouts again and kinda starting over again, and maybe this time next year we're talking about something else.
For the older guys, is it tough though? When kind of like, okay, my career, who knows how much longer it's going to be?
No, you kind of just take it year to year, to be honest. Like, I really haven't really thought about that, no, to be honest.
In terms of your contract status, feel you did enough this year to open some eyes and maybe get that two-way deal?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. Like, honestly, all I really can control is like my games and how I play. That's really out of my hands. I think it's up to my agent and like management to figure that one out. But I love it here. I absolutely love it here. Great city. Like honestly, one of the best places I've ever played. So I have nothing but good things to say about this organization, the people in it. Like it's head to toe. It's like first class. So it's a really good spot to be.
What is it about the organization that works for you?
I don't know. It's I guess it just fits. Like it clicks. They're good people. They're down to earth. Like they. It's not just like a business to them. I mean, at the end of the day, it is. But they care about you. They don't just treat you like whatever. Like they're good. Like they're good people, and it's just they let you grow. Like it's on merit too. It's not just coming in and like they're just gonna put you there because of that, because your stats from before. Like there's opportunity here, and I think that's a big thing. And I'm grateful for them.
A lot of teams overseas look for players like you that had that kind of AHL success. Would you entertain offers that might come from more overseas?
I don't think at this point, no. Like respectfully, I think I can still play in the NHL. I feel like I have that in me. So, not yet. I don't think so. Maybe later.
So, how much time do you take off in the summer before you start training again?
I don't know. I really haven't really put too much thought into that. I know for the first like couple weeks, I'm kind of just going to decompress and really kind of take it easy, because it's just been go, go, go here. It's a lot of flights and stuff this year, so it's been a wild ride. It's been different. I'm not used to like flying everywhere. So we'll take some time, and then from there, I think maybe May or so we'll get back into. I go to Toronto area and work out there, and so we'll go from there, I guess.
Has your organization given you anything specific to work on over the summer?
I think yeah, just like my strength and stuff like that. I think that's something like any player can work on. Yeah, like maybe some puck decisions and stuff like that, time to time. But I don't think I think I just like I feel like I'm a late bloomer. Like I started college late, I started pro hockey late, and I still like feel like I have a lot more to give, and there's still goals I want to accomplish.
As far as honest decision making, how do you work on that in the off season? Is it watching video?
No, it's just kind of one of those things. Like you just kind of play the games, and you kind of like you learn the situation over and over again. So, I was making like these mistakes I made my first year. I don't make those anymore, more as often, I guess. So, it's just kind of one of those things through experience for defense. I feel like you need to kind of gain that experience, like play through the league a couple times, and it becomes second nature to you. You don't even think about it, making those quick plays, quick reads, and stuff like that.